Now, KRWG News, it's 7:45. This is KC Counts. Tonight at 7 on television from KRWG Public Media, Issues and Answers, Ranked Choice Voting. It provides everything you need to know about the new voting procedure for the Las Cruces municipal election. Fred Martino has a preview.
Doñana County Clerk Amanda Lopez-Askin likes to call ranked choice voting by its other name, the instant runoff. If no candidate gets a majority of first preference votes, the candidate with the fewest first preferences is eliminated. Voters who picked the eliminated candidate as their number one now have their second preference vote count. That process continues until one candidate ends up with a majority of first preference votes. And Lopez-Askin says avoiding a potential runoff could save Las Cruces a lot of money.
So ranked choice voting will save the city of Las Cruces, should they have had a runoff election, approximately $100,000.
Okay. So a lot of money.
A lot of money. Additionally, the Doñana County Clerk's Office is administering their election for the first time, so they'll already save another $100,000. So it really is a win-win for them, for sure.
Avoiding a runoff also typically means much greater participation because runoff elections generally have very low turnout. For more, watch Issues and Answers, Ranked Choice Voting, tonight at 7 on KRWG-TV. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
The city of Las Cruces is considering community cats. And Walt Rubel weighs in with his commentary.
The city's about ready to get into another cat fight, and the county's going to get dragged into it as well. For the past 2 years, a joint city and county task force has been working on proposed revisions to the animal control codes. The task force recommendations include a proposal to return stray cats to the area where they were picked up. Assistant City Manager David Dollahan explained at a recent City Council work session that cats would be brought into the shelter and checked to see if there's a microchip. If there is no microchip and no way to determine an owner, the cat would be vaccinated, sterilized, microchipped, and ear-tipped, and then returned back into the neighborhood, but not near schools or daycare centers. They would then be classified as community cats, which are often fed by the community but have no owner and always stay outside. Records would be kept for each cat, and nuisance cats repeatedly brought into the shelter would be euthanized. Supporters point to a trap, neuter, and release program at NMSU that has worked to dramatically reduce the number of feral cats on campus. But the proposal received a chilly reception from at least two commissioners, Gabriel Vasquez and Gil Sorg. Vasquez complained that domestic cats aren't native to the area. In fact, I've heard that some come from as far away as Persia. Before going any further, I should admit that this is one of those issues where I've got a duck in the race, which seems like a more appealing metaphor than dog in the fight. My third cat, Bonnie, would be a candidate for a community cat if she hadn't have been so darn scrappy. I didn't want three cats. I still think two's the right number. But each morning and evening when I fed my two cats, she would hide in the space between the dryer and the wall, then dash in through the kitchen door and take on cats three times her size. She was hungry and they weren't, so they backed down. She was so fearless and persistent, I had to keep her. And of course, I took her to the vet and got her spayed. But the fact that she was able to get into my garage through the hole that my other two cats used to get in and out puts both them and me on the wrong side of the law. I've heard all the arguments against letting cats go outside. I understand that indoor cats will live longer lives and will be less susceptible to disease and injury, but the same thing could be said for a caged tiger or a person who never leaves the basement. Longer lives don't mean better lives. I've had both indoor and outdoor cats, and I have no doubt that outdoor cats are happier and less neurotic. Indoor cats spend all day staring out the window at prey that every instinct in their body tells them to pounce at, but they know they can't. That's got to mess with your head. The issue, of course, is the neighbors, and that's a tough one. Living closely among neighbors means dealing with everything that goes with it, including dogs that make too much noise and cats that get out of the yard. There are reasonable limits, of course, to both of those things. We've just got to be considerate and respectable and find ways to work things out among neighbors. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Find Walt's commentary at krwg.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KRWG or NMSU. A happy ending for a lost dog who belonged to a Los Angeles area family that was found in Las Cruces after a three-state journey. KVIA-TV in El Paso reports Bella was located in Las Cruces by a college student, Juan Trejo, who says he'd been taking care of her for about 6 weeks after she showed up near his home. The young husky was chipped, and it turns out she had traveled around 700 miles from Southern California to Southern New Mexico. How? We don't know. Her owner, Jessica Smith, said her two daughters were heartbroken and thought they'd never see her again. Bella is back home. For KRWG Public Media, this is Casey Counts.